Look, on my works, ye mighty. Ozymandias statue found in mud. Archaeologists believe 8-meter statue found in Cairo slum is of Pharaoh Ramses II. Now, this is rather interesting, because Ramses II is a contender for, of course, the Pharaoh during the biblical Exodus. So did they just find a representation or symbolically the Pharaoh that was in power during the Exodus? Archaeologists from Egypt and Germany have found an 8-meter, 26-foot statue submerged in groundwater in a Cairo slum that they say probably depicts revered Pharaoh Ramses II, who ruled Egypt more than 3,000 years ago. The discovery, hailed by Egypt's antiquities ministry on Thursday as one of the most important ever, was made near the ruins of Ramses II temple in the ancient city of Heliopolis, located in the eastern part of modern-day Cairo. Last Tuesday, they called me to announce the big discovery of a colossus of a king, most probably Ramses II, made out of quartzite. The antiquities minister Khalid al-Anani said at the site of the discovery. The pharaoh, also known as Ramses the Great or Ozymandias, was the third of the 19th dynasty of Egypt and ruled for 66 years from 1279 BC to 1213 BC. He led several military expeditions and expanded the Egyptian empire to stretch from Syria in the east to Nubia, southern Sudan, in the south. His successors called him the Great Ancestor. This is extraordinarily symbolic, wouldn't you say, given the times at hand? Now, very soon, we're going to be releasing the next episode in the Club of Rome series. You're going to want to see it. It's all about exposing the special interests. And so much more. So much more is within this series. Make sure you become a member and support us at ChristianTruther.com. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless you and carry on.